Josh Mills with important information on public lands. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Some of the most important legislation with regard to conservation, public lands, and the like is headed to Congress very soon. The debate is on, and it should pass, but we need to contact all of our senators and Congress people and let them know that if you believe in public lands and if you believe in some amazing spaces across the United States, urge them to pass what's called SR 47. The most important thing that I can see is that it includes permanent reauthorization for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which takes small portions of offshore oil and gas leases and redistributes them back into small and large projects throughout the country that adds to preserve land, preserve access, to allow for easements. It pays for ball fields. It pays for gigantic tracts of land. The Land and Water Conservation Fund is the key element and function that we can use to preserve public lands and add public lands and add more access, whether it be land or water, to the public roster. Also included is the Frank and Jeannie Moore Wild Steelhead Management Area in Oregon around the Umpqua. There's also the modernization of the Pittman-Robertson Act, which is the funding mechanism for a lot of our wildlife conservation measures throughout the country. And then near and dear to the state of Washington is the Methow Headwaters Package. More than anything, contact your congressman, congresswoman, senator, maybe also get over to backcountryhunters.org. There is plenty of detail on this legislation.
Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.